asking for your three-word weekend. Let's reconnect. What were some of the best parts of your weekend? Or maybe not so good. Give it to us in three words, 608-321-1063. You obviously can guess mine. It's Badger, Honor, Flight.
Yes. Okay? We got some great callers on, John, yes. Steve, Michael. They had great weekends. But Steph,
and we'll get to those in a minute.
Yes, but you had an epic weekend and got a chance to do something that only a certain amount of people get to do, especially
correct.
Someone who doesn't have military experience.
Yes.
Due to our jobs, we get to do a lot of really neat stuff. Like, I got to hang out with wrestlers, which that's pretty cool.
That's true.
But nothing at all compared to the heroes, the legit heroes, that you got to spend time
with. Yeah, 80 local heroes on our Badger Honor Flight going to Washington, D.C. to see their memorials for World War II, Vietnam, and Korean. And, of course, so many stories. So I brought some back with me, including this moment that happened to Jim when we arrived in Washington, D.C., getting off the first flight, before we get onto the buses to go to all the national monuments. Listen to what happened to Jim here.
So I get off the plane.
Yeah.
And they're all cheering. Bam.
Yes.
I'm crying. I get right up to that corner. Here's a girl that lives in my hometown waiting for me. So she was waiting there for me. She lives in D.C. I didn't know she was going to be here.
Oh. You were high school, right?
I was their high school curling coach.
Wait, she did it on purpose?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And you're already crying. And then
I'm
she
already crying.
Surprise.
And we both start bawling.
Oh, that's excellent.
So that was fun.
I'm glad you had that moment.
Right. That
good.
Was neat.
And what was your favorite part of today besides that moment?
The whole trip.
The whole trip?
Yeah, it was
good.
Wonderful.
Yeah, man. So he already had such an emotional trip. He's getting back. And then another surprise happens. And I saw that twice. There was another family. Deb and her family surprised her father because each veteran gets to bring one guardian.
Yeah.
And, of course, everybody else in the family is jealous. Like, oh, I wish I could have been the guardian. So Deb surprised her father with her kids. And they just flew out to Washington, D.C. and said, I'm here too, Dad.
Oh, that's great.
And they joined them as much as they could on some of the stops. And then flew back to Madison the same day so they could be back for the big welcome home experience, too.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So a lot of fun surprises like that. And I'll be sharing more audio and some more beautiful moments throughout the morning show today. And if you miss any, we'll have them all posted on Q106.com and, of course, today's Q106 Facebook page. But let's hear your weekend in three words coming up, our three-word weekend, 608-321-1063.